This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to Boulder's climate lawsuit. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
In 2018, Boulder sued ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy for their alleged role in causing climate disasters. The lawsuit said that the company should help Boulder pay for and prepare for the increasing toll of wildfires, floods, and more. Last year, the Colorado Supreme Court paved the way for the case to go to trial, but the U.S. Supreme Court is now reviewing that decision. At stake is whether cities and states can even sue fossil fuel companies for damages related to climate change. Michael Gerard directs the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia University.
Well, it's potentially very significant because it could lead to a definitive ruling from the Supreme Court on whether the fossil fuel companies might be liable.
Oral arguments in the case are expected in the fall. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
In Grand Junction, Colorado Mesa University will use more geothermal energy as a solution to rising energy costs. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Crews are currently installing hundreds of underground wells and miles of piping beneath the CMU rugby field. It's part of a geothermal geo-exchange system that stores heat in the earth to warm buildings in the winter and cool them in the summer. By the time sod is laid in May, the system will be nearly 50% larger, connecting almost 80% of the campus to the geothermal grid. The school says the network already saves $1.5 million in energy costs every year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Along the Front Range today, high temperatures could reach into the 70s and windy at times. Red flag warnings are in effect.